This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd, filling in for Alex Jones. We've been playing the awesome interview, Firestorm, the Ted Nugent interview that we had the privilege of filming just a couple weeks back. Please stay tuned for the rest of it in this next hour. We will be going to it. I wanted to take a couple minutes at the beginning of this hour to talk about China and the economy. Because we're seeing, you know, if you look at Drudge right now, a bunch of the headlines are all talking about China and the trade war, the tariff war that we are experiencing right now under the leadership of President Trump, right all up there in the top left corner. China warns arrogant America. Trump threatens $100 billion more tariffs. Dow down 500. You see all of these different headlines. So does China really have all that much power? We have a lot more leverage than I think people are willing to admit, at least people on the left, neocons, you know, Ben Shapiro types who disagree with the idea of a trade war, libertarian types who don't think that the government should play any role in economics at all. But unfortunately, a libertarian nation has to play ball with the rest of the world's nations. So how much ammo does China have? Not as much as you think, and that relies that is related to the role of the United States dollar in the global trades in the global trade system, because the dollar is not just used in the United States. The dollar is used internationally. And it's because the dollar is treated as the international reserve currency. The United States is essentially the bank of the world. So we can get more into China and America and our trade tariffs with each other, those different things. But the U.S. dollar is essentially the reserve currency for the world. Under the Bretton Woods program in the 1940s, America became the world's reserve currency under the gold standard, and that, you know, you could, other countries could exchange the dollar for U.S. gold. That went away with Nixon. However, in the 70s, the U.S. struck a deal with Saudi Arabia that all oil sales would be priced in the denominations of the U.S. dollar, which means, you know, because oil is basically the world's most in high demand commodity or resource. So everyone, because most people go through the Middle East, obviously Russia and a few other nations, the U.S. has massive oil reserves and oil in the ground still. So it's not everyone has to do this, but every nation in the world, virtually every nation, has to go through Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations in order to get oil, which means that if China, now China could go through Russia, they can go through other, but it the effect is that every nation has to go through the U.S. dollar, which means they have to buy U.S. dollars, they have to buy bonds in the government. So look into that whenever you're thinking about China's ability to beat us in a trade war. They are more reliant on the dollar than you think, and if they went to go to a petro yuan, they'd have to totally restructure their economy. They'd have to stop flooding markets with their cheap Chinese goods. So we have more leverage than you think. Please have faith in what President Trump is doing. At least in this aspect, he is doing the right thing. Please stay tuned. April 12th, we will be having the Stop the Collapse of America 34-hour broadcast. It's going to be great. These are always very informative. They're fun to do, but they're incredibly important that we get the word out. Spread it to all your friends. Live coverage will start 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, Thursday, April 12th. It will start with the Real News with David Knight, then it'll roll into the Alex Jones Show, War Room with Owen Stroyer and Roger Stone. Then from 6 p.m. until 8 a.m. the next day, we will be filling it in with broadcasters like myself, Rob Dew. Owen will probably make another appearance. Michael Zimmerman, bunch of different people. So please stay tuned. You can find it at Infowars.com/show. That is the best way to find the live streams. We will be continuing on the other side of this break with Firestorm, the epic Ted Nugent interview. But please stay tuned. Please go to the Infowars.com store, Infowarsstore.com, to support us. We greatly appreciate it. We will be right back on the other side with Ted Nugent and Alex Jones. My name is Jake Lloyd. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. This is Jake Lloyd filling in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. We're going back right now for the rest of the hour to the Ted Nugent interview, Firestorm.
So you can see it makes a little 22 caliber hole in the target. And then you would have to ask an honest person. So you would feel okay if your kids were killed with a goose gun. Because you're afraid of an AR. Because who can't get a goose gun or a pheasant gun or a dove gun? This is a goose gun. This is a duck gun. This is a pheasant gun. And loaded with standard ammunition that's available everywhere.
The first fully automatic rifles go back to the deck guns because they were shooting out a bunch of grape. I mean, that's what this is. This is the original assault rifle.
Well, again, my sheriff buddy showed me his pen the other day. And if he wanted to, it would be an assault pen because I could assault you with it. So here's a standard sporting shotgun with double aught buck that you can buy at any hardware store and any gun store, and you should, all around the world. And by the way, this range right here is about what the shooters had to deal with because no one resisted. No one was trained how to fight back or how to deal with a shooter. So a shooter with a goose gun could have done this. Fire in the hole, clear! It's really a walloper.
Man, that sucker kicks.
It's really a lot of power. And I know this is just paper, but it'll show you the terminal ballistics of your standard firearms in America, your standard sporting shotguns that we hunt rabbits and pheasants and quail and doves and turkeys. And it's more deadly than an AR-15. This is one trigger squeeze of a 12-gauge shotgun with buckshot. If you really want to crush the left and want to crush freedom haters, not only should you be a member of the National Rifle Association, but you should give away membership to everybody you know at work and church and school, your family. The NRA should have 50 million members because I know there's over 100 million gun owners in this country. And so far, 5 to 6 million NRA members are doing the heavy lifting for freedom.
That's right. The Giants only half awake and we're starting to win. And we've just got to get the Giant fully awake and restore the Republic. And people want to go to North Korea or Venezuela and live in hell, they can go. But here we're going to go back to what made the country great.
When President Trump took the unprecedented, the most politically incorrect move I have ever seen from a politician, when he lifted the ban on trophies from Africa importation. What a hot-button, controversial issue to talk about political correctness. So he reauthorized the importation of African trophies, because we all know that if you don't have trophy-hunting dollars, there's no money for game wardens or radio telemetry or anti-poaching squads. So as soon as you ban a hunting area, the poachers take over because there's no money to stop the poachers. I mean, who doesn't know this stuff?
so President, a lot of people don't know.
Well, but the point is, the president does know this. So he lifted the ban, and none of the hunting organizations came up and stood up with him. So they had to rescind it. He did a bold, brave move, then he had to rescind it because none of the people stood up for him. SCI, nothing. Ducks Unlimited, nothing. FNAS, nothing. Rocky Mountain Elk, nothing. Wild Turkey, nothing. So we're starting our own organization called Hunters Nation. And Donald Trump Jr. is one of our directors alongside me and a bunch of Chris Kobach and some great people. In fact, I'm going to put you on it. But Hunter Nation is going to pick up the slack. When the president does something good, if the people behind him don't rally, I'd like to thank them for nothing. It's in our hands. It's not just up to our elected
leaders. Well, I'm glad you're excited about that.
To hammer these people.
What you said, though, when there's not hunting and there's not conservation, like you said, then there's no regulations. Prince Bernhard, who founded the World Wildlife Fund, got caught making zones in Kenya and all these other areas, no hunting, so he could control the poachers, and he got caught running billion-dollar operations back in the 70s and 80s.
Tell me you know about President Richard Leakey and how he got caught selling the ivory from his protected elephants. This is real important. Hunting, fishing, and trapping is perfect nature. If you don't hunt, fish, and trap, the wildlife overruns its carrying capacity of habitat, and they wipe it out, and it's been documented. Google Tsavo, T-S-A-V-O, in Kenya, and watch what happens when you ban hunting. The wildlife overpopulates, and it becomes a moonscape within years, and not just do the elephants die, but everything is gone. And then you got Scott County Park in Illinois, you got Brown County Park in Indiana where they did the same thing, you got the Gettysburg Park in Pennsylvania where they did allow hunting, and there was nothing green. It was a moonscape, and the deer were tipping over with a 1,000% increase in highway deer accidents and human death. So the point is, you have to balance the wildlife every natural season of harvest, Thanksgiving, to make room for next year's fawns and cubs and calves. If you don't know that, call 1-800-NUMBNUT, and Michael Moore will explain why you don't have to have personal hygiene. Hunting is perfect, and every time you compromise it, it comes from people who hate nature and hate wildlife.
And who are ignorant.
They're worse than ignorant. They know this. They just...
Well, it's also overgrazing. When you don't have hunting, it causes them to eat down to the roots, and then it floods out.
Sure. I was celebrating my 28th anniversary of the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids. It's a nonprofit 501c3 all-volunteer charity to teach kids about nature, to be clean and sober and put their heart and soul in being the best that they can be. The immediate zen of aim small, miss small marksmanship and the mystical flight of the arrow, hunting, fishing, trapping, woodsmanship, planting trees, putting more back into nature than you take out. I mean, just beautiful, like Mother Teresa wishes she had a narrative that good. And I was celebrating on my Facebook, and of course, tens of millions, this is back when before the Facebook started cutting them off, we had like 36 million responses. And of the 36 million, like 35,991,000 were just wonderful, teaching kids about nature and clean and sober and working hard and playing hard and being the best that you can be and putting more back into nature than you take out. But then somebody comes on and goes, "You're an evil bastard. I hope your family dies of cancer for murdering defenseless animals." Beyond the cuckoo's nest, Rod Serling would have not taken that concept for it. Alfred Hitchcock would have rejected the concept of that show. So there are evil, subhuman mongrels out there. You've got to know that. The neighbors are saying hello with small arms fire. I usually return with a salvo myself. So I am not deterred. In fact, I'm more inspired now than I've ever been because I see that what I know to be truth, logic, and common sense is indeed universal in communities of spirit, heart, soul, and intellect, and education, and honesty, that truth, logic, and common sense is spreading beautifully. And that's why the left and the fakers hate me, and I couldn't be more proud.
Ted, a lot of historians, a lot of researchers say that you're almost like the first resurgence of 1776, going back to the late 60s and 70s, when you were doing things that are even called politically correct today. You really kind of led the resurgence.
I figure whatever you're going to do, you might as well do it all the way, because if anything's worth getting into, it's worth giving all your attention to and focusing on that given endeavor to the point where you can apply your energies and your capabilities to making sure that you maximize the potential of any given endeavor. And I only do a few things in life, you know. I raise my children, I rock and roll, and I hunt and I fish. And I like to go off in the mountains and start four-wheel driving.
And then people you know, like Charlton Heston helped. But a lot of folks say you're patient zero. The left does. Going back 45, 50 years ago, reigniting 1776 spirit.
I agree. I just wanted to play Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley music. I just wanted to practice my guitar and outdo the Ventures and Lonnie Mack and Duane Eddy. So I had bands in Detroit in the shadow of Motown. When I was born in Detroit, everybody knows Detroit was the global epicenter of work ethic and productivity. Neighborliness, goodwill, a work ethic that was unprecedented maybe in the history of our species, except for maybe Glore in the year 6 when he finally got made fire. So I was in such a positive environment where America had proven to the globe that if you have freedom, you are more dedicated to good over evil, and that's how we defeated the Japs and the Nazis.
You heard it here, and folks, from Ted Nugent. Truth, logic, and common sense, those are the only things you need in this world. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jake Lloyd. Stay tuned for the rest of this interview. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
They're at the beginning of a turning around, and now they see those tsunami waves coming in, and they're in these isolated bubbles of insanity, and they think by getting more insane and bullying more, we'll submit, but there's no putting the genie back in the bottle, and trying to suppress us is only making people seek us out that much more. I'm going to be a historian to know that this is going to backfire them on big time. I don't know where leftism and globalism is going to be in 10 years as long as we stay course.
Well, it certainly backfired on them when they tried to take me to task for doing what I knew was the right thing, and meanwhile, then they would start condemning me because I wouldn't snort their cocaine and I wouldn't smoke their dope because I had to get close to a white-tailed deer, and I guess if you're comfortably numb, you'll end up buying chicken. So I wanted to be cock-locked and ready to run.
And they're all dead by 70 and you look like you're 50.
Yes! So
they're all dead by 70 and you look like you're 50.
Well, I encountered what
you look like you're a good shape 50-year-old. I mean, look at this guy. 70?
70 years old.
Holy hell. I mean, that is just crazy.
I didn't invent the middle finger, but I perfected it a long time ago. So my point is that I finally realized that I've hit a brick wall of insanity, and I saw that it was a culture war and that they were against everything I believed in, and so it inspired me to continue to stand up because I knew they were wrong. I told John Belushi he was going to die after he laughed at me for not snorting his cocaine. I told Jimi Hendrix he was going to die after he laughed at me for not taking the pills. I laughed at Keith Moon. I said, "You're going to die," and he laughed at me for not getting drunk. Bon Scott laughed at me for not drinking his whiskey, and I told him, "You're going to die." I mean, I could go on and on. John Edwards, I told all these guys that were going to die, and they laughed at me and thought I was unhip because I carried a gun and I murdered innocent animals. What the? It's like insanity. So
what they are is followers. They got control of the leftists and by these institutions that wanted to gild and emasculate America and the West, and so they all lined up so that they could be big stars. They all lined up and sold out. You didn't, and were still successful. That is true Americana. That's maverick. And I mean, folks know you are one of the quintessential mavericks. It's just true.
Well, my dad was a drill sergeant in the U.S. Army cavalry in World War II, and he never stopped. He brought his riding crop that he trained horses with home. I guess the Cat O'Nine Tails. I mean, he never hit us with it. But he let us know if we stepped out of line. I don't know if any of you remember the term, you better mind your P's and Q's or I'll knock your block off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we need to. Yeah, that should be curriculum, 12 through, I mean, K through 12. Key word, Alex? Discipline. You make the right choice or you're going to get punished. You paint the fence, you paint it perfect, or you're going to paint it again. You earn your money delivering. Do you want to buy a guitar? Get a job. You want to buy an amp? Get another job. I worked my ass off since I was 7 or 8 years old selling night crawlers and painting fences and raking leaves and cutting lawns and shoveling snow and washing windows, and I busted my ass. My dad said, "You're going to play guitar? We're going to set the timer and you're going to practice 30 minutes 7 days a week, 365 days a year." And I went, "Oh, what have I got myself into?" But hallelujah, my dad disciplined us. My brother Jeff, CEO of numerous global pharmaceutical companies. My brother Johnny, the foreman of the Pepper Construction Company in Chicago, the biggest construction company in America. My sister Kathy, an embroidery goddess up in the woods of northern Michigan, doing mail order and internet business. They worked their asses off. All seven of my kids worked their asses off. They're intellectual. They're athletic. They're fun. They're positive. They're loving and giving and really cocky.
They're alive.
And they're very much alive.
And the left, I don't say this mean, the left when we go to all these rallies and things, they have all of them look like they're dying zombies. And like, what the hell happened?
I got to talk on that point. I'm going to say something that's going to be the most controversial thing ever. I've studied all the shootings, and I've studied all my haters. I've studied Antifa, and I've studied the left. In every instance where there's runaway crime, you know what you got? Dope. You got people who are high smoking dope. And you know who doesn't know that they're so stupid from smoking dope? People who smoke dope. Because your sense of logic, and even some of my close friends, they get angry when I say that, but if you're smoking dope, you're in the liability column. Who do you want high? Your pilot? How about your babysitter? Want your babysitter high? How about your dentist? How about your mechanic? How about your landscaper? Who do you want high? I'll tell you who I want high. Nobody! I want people tuned in. I want people in the asset column. I want people paying attention. The left, all Antifa, all the Occupy Wall Street, they've lost their souls because they pursue comfortably numb stoner lifestyles. And they're in the liability column.
I agree.
I like people in the asset column.
Well, if you want to be less than you can be, get high. If you want to be the best that you can be, stay straight. I've been clean and sober for 69.4 years. It works really good for me. I know a bunch of my friends who I wish I could jam with. Can't. Even the ones that are alive, can't. There's medical marijuana or anything that'll help someone with pain. I go through a lot of back pain and shoulder pain, and I got a lot of two new knees. But I try to meditate and take away the pain with Shemaine and my dogs, and I do pretty good with that. But I do on occasion have to take tramadol. So I know that there are some pharmaceuticals and some herbs and earthly products that can take away pain and suffering, and I'm all for that. But when you do it to fade away, why would you want to fade away?
Ted Nugent. We really know that you're back in the studio and you've given us so much time. I won't be able to go to the shooting demonstration, but this has been amazing. But I don't want to impose you too much, so let's get to what I really am begging for.
Sure, what you want is the soundtrack to freedom. That's my soundtrack.
Yes.
Keep raising hell. Remember, if you're not pissing off assholes, you're an asshole.
All right, you've been watching Firestorm, the Ted Nugent interview. Stay with us. My name is Jake Lloyd. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, everybody. My name is Jake Lloyd. If you've been with us for a while now, you just witnessed the interview that InfoWars conducted with Ted Nugent, Firestorm. He announced the debut of his new album to come out soon called The Music Made Me Do It. And Nugent is really an excellent example of living out your values, not just talking about them politically. But now we're going to a video of Alex Jones, and we'll be right back after that.
Adam, you're on the air from Florida. Go ahead.
You versus Cenk Uygur, pay-per-view. At first, a little debate, and then maybe like wrestling or bare knuckles. Do you think you could, how much to charity do you think that could bring in?
Well, again, I would love to bust that little demonic toad up if in a fair fight or whatever. I'm not saying I'm going to hurt him physically unless he wanted to get into the ring with me. He's a total coward. They've had me on their show years ago. He can't debate me. None of them can debate me. The hag that's on the show ran up and said, get your effing fat bleep off the stage. She basically says arrest people that call people fat, but she can say it to me. They spit iced tea in my face. We walked by. They said, hey, Alex, come over here. And I said, well, we're going over to interview first, but I'll come back later. Then I kind of got lost. Where am I? And he goes, no, they're over there. So they're during a break. I see him at a break. I jump, hey, how you doing? He's acting nice. He sees Roger Stone, blows up, freaks out. Then they took our videos down 10 minutes after it happened because it was the Google stage they were on, YouTube stage. As you can see right there on screen of your TV viewer, 2 million views, Dunkirk's flip out on Alex Jones. And so that's what happened. Everybody was jumping on everybody's stages, too. It wasn't like I was in their building on their facility. It was in a huge parking garage, air-conditioned. They closed up with hundreds and hundreds of just open-air booths. And like 10 feet from where I'm sitting, there's another booth. So everybody's everywhere. But they said he broke into our studio and came into our building and got on and misrepresented it. Because, again, they're about preying on their audience. But see, it's all just open air. There's other booths just right over there if you're watching on TV. But then I showed the right Bill Clinton shirt, and they went crazy and said, okay, get out of here. And then Roger Stone was 20 feet away, not even on their stage. They said, Roger Stone's trying to take over. Roger Stone's trying to take over. Get him out of here. Roger's like, F you. I'm not coming on your show. So that's what happened. Of course it would get big ratings, but I would destroy him. Just like you go to a leftist march, none of them can talk. None of them are allowed to talk. They have talking points. They can't have real debates. He named his show after the Armenian Genocide Group. Go ahead, Adam.
They're total hypocrite morons, and you really showed it when they tried to fat shame you. And every time Cenk hears your name, the first thing he does is, oh, the lizard people, men on Mars, and things that you never said. It's just only, he tries to just, you know, kind of, almost like Hillary does when you call her out on something real, she just starts to laugh like it's a joke. But he, like, changes the subject to something you've never done to try to discredit you.
It would have huge ratings, and I would love, I'm not in that good of shape or whatever, and he looks like he's in the best shape, and I've lost a lot of weight from what I used to be. I would love to do 3 rounds MMA with him, however he wants it, and we can wear gloves. And I would donate $200,000 to charity of his choice if he'd do it. The event would raise $100 million probably on pay-per-view, but he doesn't want $100 million. He wants to work for Soros. He wants to work for the globalists. But, yes, I challenge. How do you say his name? I can never say it right.
I don't even know. I just know the Uygur, the ogre, last part. Ogre.
He's just known as Cenk, the ogre. And then the other one's called Harpy. Red-lipped Harpy. And so I challenged them to a pay-per-view event. First, a 2-hour debate, and then a 3-round. If he wants to go bare knuckles, we could, you know, go to some state where it's legal, too. I'd really actually like to do that better. Who knows? He might be a good boxer. He might beat me if the gloves are out. He's not going to win if there's no gloves, man. I'd love to do it. Believe me. So we'll see. We'll see if the Turk can take on the Texan. That's a great idea, Adam. We love you. Headline of a Jones threatens to beat the wonderful young Turk up. No, I said I'd get in the ring with him, is what I said. If you want to know the spirit that dominates the UK, Europe, and the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada to a great extent, it's a spirit of conformity, a spirit of cowardice, a spirit of being bullied by the political correct gods. So when we talk about real Dr. Evil here, ladies and gentlemen, that's him. Hillary is his minion. And what he does, and his family, and his son, the documents came out where they're funding Antifa to engage in violent riots. Criminal activity, how they work with blue state police, blue city police. blue state areas to then let them attack and burn and corral crowds into them so they can attack them. Those documents came out, 3 months ago? No news coverage of it. Just like 5 years ago, we broke the Stingray documents nationwide from D.C. to Washington State and exactly how they work. But AP, they're saying, is might get a Pulitzer Prize for their report about it 2 days ago. So let's go ahead now and play the clip that Soros doesn't want you to hear. He thought he would just somehow sell us on this idea. And then you've got the young turds, and you've got Anderson Cooper following behind him like he's a dog going to the bathroom on the sidewalk trying to pick it up for him. Here it is.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No. It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, a belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
George Soros is one of those people that actually helps, you know, back these individuals. Who is he? I think he's from Hungary. I think he was Jewish, and I think he turned in his own people to the Nazis.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charleston?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones. The idea also that the way the congressman is saying is like, oh, we're learning this, or, you know, we're finding this out, as if it's sort of the full weight of his office or the U.S. Congress, when in fact it seems like he's just getting stuff from Alex Jones.
That seems to be where the news is coming from. Alex Jones claims to have sources all throughout the government, but George Soros did not fund these people. What he's saying is not true.
He's deeply anti-Semitic. Now, why do I say that? For a number of reasons, he has attacked George Soros over and over again with references to his background. He attacked Michael Wolff, who wrote the book about Donald Trump. They both happen to be Jewish. You'll see it in a second as well, says that Soros worked with the Nazis. It's just like, to say someone who, I don't know if you know, Soros survived the Holocaust. Donald Trump's the worst guy on earth. He called George Soros a Nazi collaborator. Of course that's not true. Of course he's not. And Soros was a kid at the time. The guy survives the Holocaust. And this clown, and I'm trying not to use worse words against him, but he has more than earned it, then turns around and calls a Holocaust survivor a Nazi collaborator.
And you're named, your organization, the Young Turks, who were the brown shirts that carried out the extermination of 1.5 million Christians, and your program is anti-Christian. We get it. That's what the globalists are all about. Hating flyover country. They hate me because I'm Americana. They hate you because you're Americana. That's it. They hate us. Accept it. Know it. He wrote a book. His dad wrote a book. They helped round up for years over 1,000 Jews to steal their money with the Nazis. It's well known the Nazis would recruit Jews that would work with them to help round people up. That's a fact. Poland talked about that, and Netanyahu flipped out on them. I'm not against Netanyahu, but Netanyahu, get your history straight. Poland is right. There were a lot of people like Soros that helped round up other Jews. They're called Judas goats.
There's two recorded reports of Alex Jones. We will be right back on the other side with more Alex Jones Show. I am filling in. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host for the rest.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host, filling in for Alex Jones. He's out today. In the previous segment, you saw two reports from him talking about the Young Turks and their allegations of anti-Semitism just for criticizing a couple people who happen to be Jewish. It's very telling that while Alex has not said anything about their being Jewish, it's weird how a racist group like the Young Turks would be the ones to point out the fact that they're Jewish. That's very telling. Now, we're about to go to a report again here in a few minutes talking about immigration and other such issues. I don't know if this is credible, so I can't speak to the validity of this, but on Twitter it looks like the migrant caravan has not been completely disbanded by Mexico. It says that they've just received in Puebla, Mexico, received heartily by news crews, first aid trucks, food, water, state reps, for the Commission of Human Rights. So we don't know if that's true. Mexico said that they're going to disband the caravan. We don't know if they actually will or not. They don't seem to care. It's interesting how Mexico is totally complicit in the invasion of America by Mexican nationals. So now we are going to another clip from Alex Jones talking about immigration.
Well, the videos are up on Infowars.com, both of them. A Republican senator has come out and said that Trump is nuts. We're going to get to that in a moment. Also, Bill O'Reilly has now written an article and shot a video and exposed the fact that David Hogg is funded by known Soros groups, something we broke 2 days after the shooting on February 16th. It happened on February 14th. I'm going to get to that in a moment. And Hogg has flipped out now and basically demanded that he be deplatformed, like Laura Ingraham needs to be deplatformed. The problem is, Hogg, he's already been deplatformed. And some will say, well, he might have sexually harassed women or whatever. Fine, I'm not defending Bill O'Reilly. I don't like him personally. But I like some of his politics and his information. He's not a Nazi collaborator like George Soros, is the point. And George Soros is the main funder of the Women's March. The day after the shooting on February 15th, it was in the news that the Women's March had decided to help with their funding and organization, with planes, with buses, with money, with Democrat coordinators. And it was the same production we saw a year ago, the day after the inauguration, that we saw at the March for the Destruction of the Second Amendment, or the March for Our Lives, as it's called. So that's the reality of what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And I just went for a little hike here, about to go back in the house and get ready for the show today with Paul Watson, myself, Ted Nugent's going to be on it, so much more today. And again, that's 11 to 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. But getting back to the fact that you've got this Republican senator and others coming out saying the president's nuts for what he's doing with China. China has a $900 billion trade deficit with us, $500 billion in cash, $300 billion very, 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 very conservatively in tariffs and trade and other issues, another $100 billion in other security issues. Let's just say it's $600, $700 billion. $900 billion is at the tops. Trump comes out with a $50 billion tariff on them, and then they put even more tariffs on us. They have internal tariffs on our goods. They are screwing us over. They've been screwing us over. This is globalism. We lost the trade war a long time ago because our government surrendered and capitulated, like Vice President Pence has said. That's the truth. And now you've got all these globalists that wanted to teach America a lesson, bring flyover country to heel, deindustrialize the country to politically control us. And that's what they've done. They want us to be top-heavy, only military. That's globalism, and then let China be military and industrial and end up being the Chinese century, as the CFR and other traders say. So Trump would be nuts for not standing up for this country and not doing all the basic things he's done, like pulling us out of the TPP, the transfer of all our power to these unelected groups. Remember when liberals used to be against things like the TPP and NAFTA and GATT and the IMF and the World Bank and the World Trade Organization that transferred power overseas? But the peace movement got smashed in 99. When Bill Clinton used the military and others in Seattle to stage riots to then blame the peaceful protesters. I made a film called Police State to the Takeover. Go watch it. See how the Antifa, that's what it was called then, was brought in, trained in Oregon, brought in, the Delta Force ran them and had them break out windows to then demonize and blame the 100,000 peaceful protesters who were then attacked. I had Esquire interviewing me a few years ago, a famous guy, a famous biographer, famous author, Richardson. And his father, of course, was a CIA section chief, famously in Vietnam. He didn't believe me about the Delta Force. He'd never heard about it until he went and looked up the Seattle Post intelligence and everything and saw the videos I shot. I know this stuff sounds freaking crazy, okay? It's the truth. Now, I knew about it from people in the Army at the time. So I've got my sources. The globalists can't stand it. By the way, CNN just attacked Trump last night and said, he's crazy, just like the senator said. He gets his news from Alex Jones. Only Alex Jones is saying that women making the trek up via coyotes, smugglers into the U.S. out of Mexico, get raped. That is the U.N. and the State Department's own numbers. The Huffington Post and AP broke that 3 years ago. So Trump talks about how 80% of the women get raped. Just like he said, women are getting raped in Sweden. And they go, you're crazy. Nobody's raping women. So when Muslims are doing it or Hispanic coyotes are doing it to women, smugglers, it doesn't exist. But then all males in America are rapists, according to feminists. So it's just the way the left defends all these corrupt things that are happening. And it's just sick. Now, getting back to David Hogg, it is a fact that weeks after I broke all this, just look at the names of the groups and who funded them and then who was funding Hogg. They took those four students. They weren't crisis actors. They were picked because they were anti-gun to be the little PR stars. They were picked out out of the drama department because their parents were anti-gun and they were good to go and had the message and were had feet on the ground. And that's what the globalists did. That's what unfolded. That's the reality. So I'm right about Soros funding the march to destroy the Second Amendment. I'm right that they want to repeal the Second Amendment. They now admit it. Trump is right about all that. Trump is right about what's happening with these people and how the massive rapes and murders and abuse that happened to people coming up through Mexico and Latin America into the U.S., not by Don Johnson shooting pregnant Hispanic ladies like the fiction movie that came out a few years ago where all the white people are racist and all this stuff. No. What was the name of that stupid movie? Machete. The reality is hundreds of thousands of Mexicans are dead the last decade we know of. They estimate there's hundreds of thousands buried in the desert in Mexico of people that didn't have enough money to come across or didn't have money from the shakedown who got raped or killed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality, and CNN's job is destroying reality. CNN's job is taking admitted fact and then saying it's insane, and then saying, look, Jones claims Soros is a Nazi collaborator. This came from Jones. No, it came out of Soros' mouth on 60 Minutes. Or Jones says that there are massive amounts of people being killed and raped coming out of Mexico by the Mexican drug gangs and the smugglers. Total admitted fact. University studies, you name it, that the professor's on. We have trailblazers exposing this for over two decades, but this is now mainstream news. And then again, the fact that China has one-sided deals screwing us over with globalist traders in our country, they get paid off to do it. They move our companies over there, they nationalize them, and then the U.S. companies are tax-exempt for these globalists to live like kings while they lecture us to raise taxes on Americans and pose as liberals. Amazon, Google, Facebook, all you people, your reign of terror over America is over. The surrender is over, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Paul Watson is hosting part of the broadcast today. Ted Nugent, so much more. Remember, you're part of the rebellion. When you spread these links, these videos, these articles, you override their bots. You override their AI. You override their censorship. When you talk to people in person and tell them about Infowars.com, you change the world. So again, ladies and gentlemen, back to the live transmission. David Knight on in the morning doing a great job. 8 to 11, 6. We're up to 10 hours live a day. Adding more, want to be 20 hours a day by the end of 2018. So I got to get cooking. I appreciate you all. Pat Riley, want to make any comments about all this garbage?
Keep America free and great again.
But what do you make of them calling him crazy, saying Mexican women get raped coming up through Mexico when it's all over the news, or saying he's crazy that people are getting their heads chopped off, or him saying it's crazy that China has one-sided trade deals with us, or saying that he's crazy that Muslims are raping people in Sweden, or saying that I'm crazy that George Soros is a Nazi collaborator?
The truth's crazy, you know? The truth's crazy. Sometimes crazy happens, and it's crazy.
Gotta bleep that. Gotta bleep that on the show. No, but that's a good quote. The truth is crazy.
The truth is crazy. I mean, we're standing on grass. It's green. Somebody's going to say it's not green and we're not standing on grass. We're not on
CNN,
the green screen.
CNN, that is not green grass. That is not a tree. That is not clouds. This is not planet Earth.
You know, I'm not a real human and I don't pay real taxes.
But they just gaslight their audience. How do people tune into that and go, God, Trump's crazy. He claims Mexico's abusing people.
I think people need to open their eyes and, you know, listen to what's being said and presented and take account for other people's actions.
Incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's it for this live transmission. Again, more at Infowars.com. They're trying to take us down because they know we're the tip of the spear. I salute you all. Sunday show coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. And then I'll be hosting the show from D.C. with Owen Schroyer back at the Central Texas Command Center Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Got the big press conference coming up at the National Press Club on Tuesday. There's already folks trying to shut that down and already trying to have the National Press Club not let us be there. But the press club said, you know, just don't use our logo, which everybody else does. The contract doesn't say it. And we're going to maybe let you still have speech, see? Because America's so free, you can't let Alex Jones be at the National Press Club and respond to all these fake lawsuits. And the countersuits we are preparing. And my lawyers will be there. So you'll want to be there Tuesday. Everybody should call C-SPAN. Tell them to come cover it. This is real news. Find out why we're the most feared news organization in the world by tyrants. Find out today. Defend the Republic. Awaken humanity. We will win. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.